We knew it was going to be called Band on the Run. That had worked out well as a track. So we thought, great, we could, you know, it's an obvious title for the album. Then I think we were starting to toy with this idea, it's kind of, sort of an obvious cover for a band on the run would be a bunch of prisoners who've maybe just escaped. And Clive Arrowsmith took the photo, ordered us all around, and then put the big spotlight on us so as it looked like we'd been caught in. And he found a wall somewhere that was perfect for it.
Paul's idea to do some kind of prison break, and I think I added the fact that it should all be dressed up as convicts, band on the run. It was all Paul's origination, but I obviously set them all in the shape they were in and used that kind of yellow light that you get in. Actually, the yellow light came out on the film like that, actually. I wanted it to be white, cold, blue light, but it came out yellow, but it looked fab. I just pulled together Paul's ideas. When you work with Paul, you know, he has very strong ideas about what he wants. The technique at the time was, when I shot it, I had a spotlight from one of the theatre companies that do theatrical lighting on the top of a van, and everybody had to stay still for about 2 seconds. It was a long exposure. I can't quite recollect how long. It was about to rain. Everybody was in a party mood, and to try and get everybody together at the same time to stop for that amount of time was a bit of a do, really. I mean, and then the back of the album, I did on my refectory table in my house, the stirred cups of coffee and the little files. And I took pictures of Linda and Paul and Denny, sort of like super passport crook pictures, you know, which we then montaged together with made-up files and mumbo-jumbo on the table. So it looked like some kind of Secret Service agency who were after the band on the run. It is like the Parthenon, isn't it? It's a classic.